Good afternoon, Senator Woodsum, Representative Barry, distinguished members of the Joint Standing Committee on Energy Technology. I am Cole Lord from Monhegan Island. I've been a resident there for 41 years. My entire family has lived on Monhegan at one point or another. as I see it, since I was a young child, we've had a lot of changes on Monhegan. Those changes have done me well, and it seems that those changes have done most of my community well, starting off with taking all our small gasoline generators out of everybody's backyard, putting our brand new power system together. As of today, we have a wonderful new power system on Monhegan. When I was a young child, we didn't have any phones, so now we have a beautiful tower that provides us with that phone system and the connections on Monhegan, and there was quite a controversy about that tower back in the late 80s, early 90s, I believe. At this point, I do see that the wind project can offer good things to our community, like these other items that I had talked about offered me when I was a young child. So we can't be as worried about our future the young children, like Jess Stevens said of Monhegan. We have to be worried about their future and the future of the island, and that's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Don't go away. Any questions? Representative Cooper.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. How tall is the cell tower?
The cell phone tower is about 110 feet.
And where is it sited on the island?
It's sited in the top of the tallest point next to the lighthouse on Monhegan.
Thank you.
And so just, sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but I just want to let you know that I speak in opposition of LD 126.
I figure.
62.
Thank you.
For the record. Thank you for the clarification and for your testimony. Next up is John Murdoch, also from Monhegan, also in opposition.